this message I'm going to give you. Lainey wrote a song years ago. Some of you that have our music remember the song she wrote, "Cast Your Burdens Upon Him and He Will Sustain You." And so that began to ring in my heart last week. And so I began to study out that verse. And I knew it from Psalms 55, you know, where cast your burdens upon the Lord and He will sustain you. And so I'm studying that. I'm looking at those words. You know, I want to see what they were. Well, of course, Old Testament's Hebrew. But when I got up to Peter's writings, 1 Peter 5:7, he says, cast all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. And so when I looked up the Greek on those words, I'm going to have Kathy put those up. So if you've got a pen and paper, you might want to write some of these down. Because I'm going to tell you, that's been on my heart every day this week because of last week. So I think you might find this good to help you the way it helped me. If it helped me, I know it'll help you. First, let's look at verse 6. I think we need to lay the foundation with verse 6. 1 Peter 5:6. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. There is a time for you to be exalted out of the place where you have been. Casting all your care. That's not plural there in that English word. Look, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Okay, and then it goes on down. Doesn't change the subject, but it just tells us to stay away from the devil. Yeah, you be sober, you be vigilant, because that devil's always chasing the saints. It's pretty much what it says. But I'm not dealing with that right now. I just want us to stay in verse 7. If you'll just put that verse 7 up. Casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Now, Kathy, I know we don't care so much about the Greek word, because none of us in here are Greek scholars, but there is a word, if I'm saying it right, epiripto, which means to cast. Okay, so I want to tell you what that word cast means. Kathy, these are the words that I want you to put up. And this epicrypto, eripto, means this. When you see the word cast in the Greek, it means this. To hurl, to violently throw, with great force, throw up with great force, flinging of a weighty bag, of a weighty bag off of your shoulder, listen to this, like you would just be pulling this big old weighty backpack like Chris carries off of your shoulder, and then you throw it onto the back of a beast, just like a man packing up into the mountains. They would just throw their backpacks and their blankets and their tents, and they would just pack them on to that beast. You know, the Bible calls them a beast, a donkey. Pack donkeys, pack mules. And so that just means to fling that weighty bag and throw it right onto the back of the beast. I like that word, to hurl. To violently throw with great force. That's how a man would cast. Art, stand up and show him how you cast your rod or reel or whatever it is. Oh, you just go straight? You don't go sideways? All right? You want to get it out there as far as you can throw it. All right, so this word, oh, man, I'm telling you, when you, I have a Greek Hebrew Bible, and I have an original text, and I just love it. I don't look into it probably enough, but I love to, and that's where you get all these things that are so weighty. And so we carry around such heavy burdens. I remember one time when Rick and Jamie passed, and it'd been about almost a year, and Sarah had already been put back into Burton School. We'd moved to town. And so that night she couldn't sleep. She was only 7 years old. Mommy, I can't sleep. I don't want to go to school without Jamie. I'm not going to school without Jamie anymore. And I said, no, baby, you got to go to school without Jamie, I can't go. I just can't go without her. And Daddy's not going to be home when I get home. And, you know, it went on. And so she named a whole lot of things that were troubling her about going to school. And so I went and got a trash bag out of the cupboard and got the trash bag and loaded it with some heavy stuff. And I was thinking of the verse that Lainey wrote, cast your burdens upon him and he will sustain you. And I said, now, baby, look, Mama's loaded up this trash bag and I'm going to put it on your shoulder and you carry it. Well, it was really, really heavy. I mean, I put books in it and everything. And she just couldn't have, Mom, that's just too heavy. I can't carry it. I said, exactly. We can't do it, honey. You can't carry it. I can't carry it. This thing is way too big for me. I can't carry it. So I have to let Jesus carry it. Now, we're going to lay this down. You carry it as far as you can carry it. And she just went two or three steps. Now, set it down. Now, you gave it to God. Okay? And you know what? That little girl was just as peaceful as could be. Got up, went to school the next day. But it wasn't so much that demonstration, but the power of God that came. The anointing that comes down when you need it. It's his presence that's right there beside us. So, and listen to this. Listen to this. In Luke 19:35, it says when Jesus, remember when Jesus walked into town, and it was just before Easter, it was Palm Sunday, and he's walking in, and he's on a donkey. And remember, the Bible says that the people they cast their garments over on the donkey before he got on it. They were casting their garments on the donkey. This is the very same Greek word that means they cast and they flung their garments, their coats, whatever they cast over on the beast, the back of that beast, the back of that donkey. And then Jesus sat on them comforted and walked on into the city. Same word. So they cast their clothing up on that donkey and it carried them through. So I just want to say this. We are not made. We were not designed. We're not made to carry heavy loads. That's what a beast is about. That's what these animals are about. Pack mules. These men, my husband used to pack up into the mountains with some friends and brothers from the church. And they would pack those mules because those men couldn't carry all that stuff on their backs. They couldn't even carry it on their horse. They'd carry a few things on the horse, but they had to load up that mule, really, to get on in. So we're just not made and designed to carry that kind of weight. And you all know this. Doctors tell us today, there's books written about it. If you watch TBN, you've seen that doctor. Can't think of his name right now, but he's always telling us worries and strife and anxiety sets free all kinds of diseases to come and aggravate your body. From headaches to everything else, anything can come when you try to carry something that we shouldn't carry, and especially anxiety and worry and those things. Jesus, and you know this, Jesus told us in Matthew 6, don't worry. Don't worry about what you're going to eat. Don't worry about what you're going to wear. Don't worry about this. Don't worry about that. He says, because I see the little sparrow when it falls. And I know every hair that's in your head. I know your. He didn't say, I know how many hairs are in your head. He said, your hairs are numbered. He knows exactly. So ladies, we're brushing our hair. You got 25 fall out. He said, oh, that's going to leave you 10,124. So they're numbered. It's the funniest thing, how he works and the things that were important to him. So we're just not built to carry that. So we got to lay that aside. One more time, 1 Peter 5:7. I want you to get it in your heart. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. So I think we've established here the meaning of the word cast, to throw it over. So since we're talking spiritual things here, we're not talking about a donkey. We're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? So we're talking about him that had his back whipped. In fact, if it was true, and I believe it was, they had a big block when we were in Israel. And Kathy and I saw it, and Sharon, there was a big block, about maybe a 4x4, and they had cut that out, and that was a part of the whipping post where Jesus laid over and was whipped. And it's under glass, and this Baptist pastor had gone on the trip with us, and he said, I brought this word when I get here to the whipping post. I brought it 4 or 5 times over the years. And I mean, this man couldn't even talk. He was just so broken to think what happened to Jesus' back and how he was beaten. And I'm thinking, he tells us to cast our care upon him as though he was a beast, according to this Greek word. And they all knew the Greek. And so we cast our cares upon that bloody back, and yet these things were beaten out of his back. They were beaten out of his back, so we don't have to carry them. But it is a visual. If he says now, just like the mother did to the little girl, here, baby, carry this. He said, okay, I'm telling you, you cannot carry. You are not built to. You are not designed to. You are not made to, as humans, Christians, to carry these kind of loads on you. If you do, it will break you down. And so we've got to give it over to him. He's begging us, do this, give it to me, and I will take care of it for you. Cast your care upon him. Why? Because, what does it say? Cast your care. Your care. Let's talk about cares here. Kathy, I'm going to have you write this down, so we can just really make this simple tonight. Let's see what cares is in that Greek. Okay, here it is. Your cares in Greek. Anxiety, your cares of this life, or anxiety, affliction, which some of our people are dealing with affliction right now, from blood clots to sickness, all kinds of things going on. Affliction, hardship, your finances, relationships, kids, whatever, some kind of hardship, your misfortune. A complicated problem, which would cover about anything. Ooh, I love these words. Any kind of complicated problems that arise in your life. And then it goes on to mention more. Finances. Marital. Job-related issues. Family-related issues. Business problems, anything at all that stresses you in any way. Those are the cares of this life. All, anything, anywhere. And boy, does it ever point those out. Anything that would cause us to worry. And boy, it doesn't take much, does it, to keep us awake at night? Or at least me. And your mind will just get to spinning and rolling and rolling, and you're like, whoo, how can I shut this down? And then you may worship, you may go read, put on your phone on the word and let it read aloud. But you can stop it by filling it with something else other than your own thoughts. Because we just can't carry it, folks. We just can't. I'm so thankful for this tonight. Okay. But look at this. Casting all your care, all of them, upon him. Why? Because he cares for you. And sometimes that's a hard part for us to realize, that somebody that we can't see cares for us. He cares. All right, Kathy, how you doing back there? I'm not looking. You getting these down? All right, am I going too fast for you? Huh? Yeah? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Cares. He cares. We're going to write these words down. I found these to be so wonderful and interesting. Because he cares for you. I'm not even going to try that Greek word. Interested. To be aware of. To be concerned about. So he's interested in you. He's He's aware of what you're going through. Oh, really? I would have never guessed he was aware. No, he is. Well, then I want him to do something about it. Well, cast your care on him. Okay? Interested to be aware of, to be concerned about, or interested in, I love this one, to notice you, to notice, to be thoughtful, or to give attention to. I just want to tell you, he is noticing. He's noticing us. One more time. To care for. Cast your care upon the Lord, upon him, for he cares for you. Care means interested, to be aware of, to be concerned about, or interested in. Noticed, to be thoughtful of. Now, when you're thoughtful of somebody, you care about them. When you notice somebody, you care for them or to give attention to. He is noticing us, church. So he is pleading it with us through the man of God, Peter. And Peter wrote this down for us. Now, you could read the upper verses of chapter 5, and you'll love that too. But he's instructing us by the word that came to him by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost to cast our care upon the back of the Lord Jesus, all of our care, because he cares about us, on the back of the Lord. Sometimes you can counsel people. I've counseled people I would counsel them for 4 or 5 years. And all of a sudden, I told a pastor, I said, what do you do when you keep counseling people and they're not growing better? He said, if they're not better within a year, stop. Because he said, sometimes things just take a while to heal. It's just like a wound. It's open, it hurts, it's bleeding. And so I've always been very patient with that. But after a year, then you have to say, hey, if we're not getting anywhere here, then you need to go get help somewhere else. Because the thing is, get help. You know, if you can't get it at the altar, and you can't get it from counseling with your pastor or another believer, then go get help somewhere. But God will lead you to the right place and the right source because he cares about you. But the main thing and the easiest thing is to throw it on his back. But sometimes when things are so deep, you do need a little assistance to help. But don't let anything keep you awake at night. Not with this verse, okay? So he's concerned about our welfare, and he's standing right here by our side, church. And this is the will of the Lord for us. Now, David will tell me sometimes that they'll go out on a welfare check. There was some abuse over here or something, or they threatened suicide. Could you just do a welfare check? And so they or the police will go out and either get into the home some way or check things out and just see if they're okay. And this is just like, I felt like tonight that I was desperate to get here and just give this welfare check to you, to say Jesus is giving us a welfare check to say, hey, I'm just checking on you. I just noticed you were hurting and you're not doing so good right now. So I care about that, and I'm being thoughtful of it, and I want to help you out of it. But you've got to turn it over to me because you're not built to carry it. So cast it. Man, you got to hurl it. You got to throw it. Sometimes you just got to scream at it. Get it off of me. Give it to him. And let's watch and see how much he cares about us. Amen.